Okay, let's see here. Bonnie's calling us from Edmonds. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call, and I appreciate you very much. I've been on bioidentical hormone replacement now for 20 years,
Yay.
and I been using the site that they said absorbs the best, and you've referred to it too, is it on the labia? And I noticed after getting out of the shower that it seemed the color seemed very deep red, and it looked a little lethargic. I don't know how else to explain it, and so I thought I needed to probably start changing my sites. And my question to you is, I started on the back of the knees, then I did in the elbow, and I'm not sure where else I could rotate it because I know the skin doesn't receive it as well.
And that's correct. Over time, the reception by the skin gets less and less and less. Now, besides the labial areas, there's certainly intravaginal, and that, particularly for the progesterone, which is a lot of material, usually, it takes a lot of cream to dissolve all that progesterone. That usually is best done at night when we're horizontal so it doesn't drip out and make a mess. Now, the estrogens and the, for example, testosterone or DHEA, if you're using those are in a lot less volume. So it's not just those inner labia, but also the inside of the outer ones. It can be used there too. Now,
Yeah,
that
the
is,
vaginal. Okay. Well,
yes,
she
ma'am.
has me doing it twice a day, once in the morning and once at night. Now, my question is, you won't remember, but I called you about it. She said there were abnormal cells in the vaginal area, and she tested it and then had to wait 6 months, which will be in November, before I can be tested again to see if they have disappeared, the abnormal cells. But I'm wondering if I put that in the vaginal area, would that irritate the cells?
Well, this gets a little technical. I need to know if those are actually vaginal cells or if they're cells coming from the cervix of the uterus, because if they're coming from the
I don't have
cervix
a
of the,
cervix.
oh, you got none. Okay, so they got to be vaginal cells. That answers that
Yeah.
question. Yeah, it's hard to say that on that one. There's very little research. So I was about to give you another alternative, ma'am, and that is, if you go on down to your natural food store or compounding pharmacy or Toma dispensary, any of those places, you'll find a combination of 70% DMSO and 30% aloe vera. Now, DMSO was pioneered by Dr. Stanley Jacob at University of Oregon, who found that if you have the right concentration of DMSO, it'll take anything through your skin, including dirt. So you might as well, you have to make sure your skin is clean. So anyway, you can rub that in different skin locations, and then immediately after rubbing it in, right away, you put your finger in the DMSO and aloe vera gel, and you rub that in really, really good too. And now you've got just about almost as good absorption as on those mucous membranes, ma'am.
Okay, so that is after the bioidentical cream.
That's right, ma'am.
All right, I'll give that a try. Now, one last thing.
Well,
You had a person calling in about the neck and the nerves. I've got the same problem. I fell, and I've had a lot of back issues because I fell off a ladder 12 years ago and crushed a vertebrae. I went to Bastyr, and they said if I use castor oil before I apply the heat, the castor oil will drive the heat in, sort of like the DMSO, I assume. And I just wanted to
probably.
pass that along.
Well, thank you, ma'am. And I'd also remind everybody, if it's a nerve palsy, there might be some pressure on that nerve, and the castor oil will be helpful. But the one thing you got to do is get the pressure off the nerve, and that's why you need a chiropractor who
Right, and
specializes
I
in
will
that
be
area
seeing one
too.
soon. Thank you. I
Okay.
appreciate your help.